First of all, what attracted you to Sheffield United?
The potential, I think, and the fact that every time we've been here, playing-wise and certainly as a manager in the last few seasons, we always go away with the same feeling. It's a proper football club, and we use that phrase, and I think people in football will understand what we mean by that. You know, the stadium, the supporters certainly. It's a proper traditional football club, and that gives you a chance of success.
Supporters that even in times that have been pretty thin recently have still turned up. They've still stuck by the team.
That's incredible, and I think that's the biggest thing that gives you a chance going forward. When you get the supporters still behind the team. Because when you get those sorts of numbers that they get in the attendances in League One, it can occasionally turn against you as well and be a burden. But I think the way that the supporters are here, getting behind the team, it's so important as a player to go out there knowing that they're behind you.
Between yourself and Sheffield United, how quick a process has this been from their approach to you saying, right, yes, I'll come?
Well, it's been a few days. You know, David went on about 10 days ago now, something like that, and we've only just got sorted. It's been a little bit protracted with the negotiations with our previous employers. So as quickly as we could, we got things sorted.
How difficult has that been to make that severance, I suppose, in the end and move on from Derby, because you've been there for such a long time?
Yeah, it was difficult, but I think this will help. I'm saying that's the reason we've come, you know, to help us with our whatever problems we've got with it. But we're going to use the, I think, anger, you could say, and the feelings of disappointment and everything, and the injustice that we felt. But the decision to get rid of is going to use that as certainly as an incentive in the short term.
What ultimately went wrong then in that respect? Because from the outside looking in, you'd had some good results along the way this season. Admittedly, you know, I suppose that the home form wasn't as you would have liked, but what changed?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the person who made the decision, that one. We didn't think there was anything wrong.
It's a situation where, and I know this point has been broached with you already, where we thought you might take some time out and have a rest and, you know, get back into family life, I suppose. You've jumped straight back in. How important was that for you?
Well, it was at the time. You know, you think, yeah, we'll have a little time, a bit of time off. And but you can't dictate in football, you know, when opportunities arise and when this one comes up. And it's made aware that, you know, Sheffield United would like you to be the manager, then you can't say, oh, sorry, I want another 2 months off, and then can you come back to me then after Christmas? It doesn't work like that in football. You have to view the opportunities as they come along and make a decision on them, and this was too good an offer to turn down.
What have they said to you, obviously Kevin McCabe and the board, about what they want from you?
Well, they want stability, I think. They want to get out of that bottom four immediately and then get a squad and a team together to compete for promotion.
Are you surprised? I mean, from the outside looking in, that this team has... what's happened to this team this season has happened?
Yeah, but we also understand that can happen in football. And we've read reports from a distance, and there seems to be an awful amount of bad luck involved in it, where the team have played well and not quite got a break, a decision here or there. You know, somebody's telling about the game at Rotherham, 1-0 up, should have had two penalties, and then you end up losing 3-1, you know. That happens in football, you know, late goals as well. But generally, I think the team have played reasonably well at times. And I think Chris has shown the last couple of games, you know, organised. Could have easily kept two clean sheets. I think a fluke of a goal for Port Vale on Saturday. Apart from that, great 4 points and could have had two clean sheets as well.
Let's focus on that just very briefly, shall we? And the job that Chris has done in the past couple of games, how important has that been? Because now you're coming into what looks like a very different team to the one of four matches ago.
Yeah, you hope so. I hope they can build on the confidence going into Saturday and the rest of the season. But we also come in and just say it's a clean slate. It is, you know, we can't be too concerned with what's happened in the first 12 or 13 games or whatever. It's what happens from here now that matters most. Everybody will be given a fair chance. That's the other reason why we take our time, I think, in jobs, is we don't cast people away quickly. Robbie Savage was a great example of that when we went to Derby. We didn't know Robbie at all, and he'd been ostracised and he was an outcast, and generally he came training with us, he got on the bench and he went on to play, and we had two or three great seasons with him when he became captain as well. So now we give everybody a fair chance.
So there's going to be no, I suppose, knee-jerk signings? You've got no preconceived ideas about making an addition or two?
There's maybe a loan or two we could do with. that lad's gone back to Leeds, and I think Simon Lappin's not far off, his loan's up as well, so we've got to have a look at that, and then we'll try and get maybe one or two in just for initially till Christmas.
You know the football grapevine and the industry better than I ever will. Paddy Madden, is he someone that you've had a look at?
No, we had Paddy on trial actually a few seasons ago at Derby when he was coming over, I think it was at Bohemians at the time, but no, not somebody that's come to mind immediately until you've mentioned it.
So everybody's going to get a fair crack of the whip then. Everyone, you will have a look at them over the next month or so, and then you'll see where you are.
Yeah, in training's the main one. We can only put 11 out there. I think the squad's quite healthy in terms of numbers, but it's just identifying what we think we need. Just to make those little differences.
Do you think that this squad, as things stand, is capable of being successful, whatever that aim in the short term is this year?
Don't know. I think it's got enough to survive. And beyond there, I don't know. That's what we're going to come in and have a look at it and see what we think.
Given what's happened at this football club over the summer with the arrival of the Prince and the restructuring here, do you anticipate getting funds from January onwards to make any changes you see fit?
No, there hasn't been any promise of that. We've talked about getting a few loan players, but the biggest task and the initial task is assessing what we've got and giving those players an opportunity and then taking it from there. And not sort of saying, you know, right, let's bring six players in straight away. It might not need that.
Sheffield United have had a plan over the summer of playing a very definite type of football. To this point under the previous regime, it didn't work. Give us a broad view as to what you'd like to see your teams play when you get them ticking on and working on all cylinders.
Well, if you just look at the Derby team, I hope in the last couple of seasons how they've played. We get young teams, you know, vibrant, hungry young players who want success, who want to work extremely hard, and I think in all the stats that have come out, we've been one of the top two or three hard-working sides in the Championship at Derby in the last couple of seasons. So there'll be an element of that to it. We like to get the ball down and play. We like to get players in who can do that as well. That's the other thing that takes time. We didn't think that necessarily 4 or 5 years ago at Derby we had the players who could do that. But as you get the Jeff Hendricks and the Will Hughes through, and you manage to attract the Craig Brysons to the club and Jamie Ward, who you'll know as well, one or two players like that, then we're able to develop a style from there.
I know Kevin McCabe has just said that one of his attractions in you was that you brought through a lot of young players into the first team. So looking at Sheffield United, albeit very briefly, to know that they've got 4 or 5 young players there or thereabouts in the first team, how much of an attraction was that for you?
It's vital, I think, for any club, but also that's what we've been spending our time doing for the last few seasons at Derby, getting some players through. It's very important to create the culture of, you know, all one, and I know they've all moved into the same building down at the training ground, which is ideal. I think there's a lot of clubs that are even on separate sites these days where the academy and the first team, and I think when you're trying to integrate players and you want them mixing with the first team as well, you've got to create the atmosphere for them to sort of flourish, the young players, and thrive, which is what we managed to do down the road and we'll try and do here.
This will be, arguably, when you meet the media, the busiest day of the week before you get your hands in on the training ground. But what's the plan for the next few days between now and crew?
They'll just have a couple of light training sessions. The one thing that I have done, I've just been talking to Chris Morgan, is they've worked unbelievably hard in the last two matches. So at this stage of the season, it's not too much about fitness. We'll get the game out of the way on Saturday and then we've got a clear week with the players.
Chris Morgan's sticking around. How pleased are you that you have that gap, I suppose, the bridge between, if you like, and somebody to rely on about who knows the ropes here?
He's going to be absolutely vital, not just in the next few weeks, months or whatever. He knows the club all the way through, and we're going to be relying on him heavily for his advice and things. And you know, he'll be with us on Saturday in the technical area.
So tell us then, who you bringing with you from Derby?
There's two lads coming initially, Gary Crosby and Andy Garner. And we'll once again with staff and everything, we'll assess things from there. They've been with us for 15 years as well. Absolute integral in sort of creating the atmosphere, looking at players. But the biggest thing is creating the atmosphere around the training ground.
So crew are the first challenge. We all know you were there. You watched them in their last match. What's your take on them?
Typical crew side. Very comfortable on the ball. You know, young players, the passing and movement style, I don't think that's changed at all. Very surprised to see the result last night, really, and losing at home to Stevenage. But crew are capable of beating you 3-0, and you're capable of beating them 3-0 at any time with any crew side.
What have you made of Sheffield United then in the last couple of matches, just to see such a dramatic change in them psychologically as much as anything else?
that's important to get that mentality. I think maybe the players have been a bit more comfortable with what Chris has asked them to do. I'm not sure. The two centre-halves have looked solid again. They were the two that had an excellent defensive record last season, so they're looking a bit more solid, and that's where we start from, the back four, and then everything will go from there.
Are you looking forward to experiencing Bramall Lane? There'll be a lot in.
Definitely. That's one of the, been one of the major attractions. You know, when we came here, we never looked forward to coming here. I would say either playing or managing, you always knew what you're in for, and we want opposition teams to think like that.
You have obviously such an association with the East Midlands and football in that part of the world, yet obviously you know Sheffield football a little bit, only briefly. How important is perhaps knowing and perhaps having a brief understanding of the football culture in this city?
Well, you know, it's either red or blue in the city, and that's it. You know, being a one-club city in Derby is a bit different. Nottingham is, you know, two-club city, but, you know, one quite a bit bigger than the other one. I think here, yeah, with them being in different leagues, it probably just dissipates it a little bit. But I think if we can get back in the same league, I think then we'll see it kick off again.
Mm. Obviously here for 2.5 years initially. Realistic expectations over that time, what can they be?
Well, this season, the immediate priority is to get away from the bottom, and then start moulding a team and creating a side to challenge after that. The timescales are very difficult in football. Ideally, I'm sure at the start of the season, all United fans want them to be up in the top six challenging. Football's not like that sometimes.
It's been mentioned occasionally about dealing with pressure. Well, you know all about going into a big club in Derby and dealing with their pressure and their expectation, because obviously when you went in there, they were at a low ebb as well. So do you think that will stand you in good stead here with a team the size of Sheffield United?
Definitely. I think that one of the biggest assets a manager can have is experience. And I mean, being in charge now for, I think, over 900 matches at different levels, we've pretty much seen most of things in that time. You know, we've played at some big clubs, you know, went to Old Trafford with Derby in the early days, had some big home games, away games, local derbies, everything. So we've experienced quite a bit in that time. So we've seen it all. We want the players to go out and enjoy themselves and express themselves on the pitch as well. But first and foremost, work unbelievably hard for the team.
And at each club you've been to, by and large, or you've been obviously at Burnley there for such a long time, you're at Derby for such a long time as well, how key is it, do you reckon, at Sheffield United to have that stability now and have 2 or 3 years of forward planning?
Well, that'd be nice to be, you never know in football, you can't predict that, but that would be nice. Because I think what we try and do is we try and make progress. And sometimes it's not progress that's always seen from the outside in terms of results, but the club's making progress behind the scenes and, you know, with the youngsters and everything. You know, you don't just produce youngsters overnight, you don't wake up, you know. It starts when they're 8 years old and you have to mould them in there, and they have to get the right sort of coaching for that 6 or 8 years, absolutely vital. And then they might be ready for the first team. So it's just about chipping away. Nobody's a miracle worker in football. But I think what's been proved is, you know, the clubs that have stuck with the managers, when they've seen good signs, I'm not about, you know, if they think it's things are going wrong, then people have to make a change. But I think if there's good things happening, progress is being made, then stick with the manager and hopefully you'll see the benefits. We felt we were very, very close to achieving that at Derby this year.